Every time the apostles or the Lord taught this in their doctrine, they always said, Jesus said, the dead are going to hear his voice and come out of their graves, because that's where they are. The apostle Peter said, I'm going to talk to you plainly. I want to speak to you frankly, clearly, without any sort of question. Not a parable, not some sort of analogy. No, I want to speak to you plainly that the David is not ascended into the heavens. That he is dead and buried. He is with us to this day. I want to speak to you plainly of all the faithful who have died. They are dead and buried. They are not ascended into the heavens. They wait for that glorious appearing of the Lord, when the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. That is Christian doctrine. That is Christian truth. All that other stuff is mystical nonsense from the ungodly pagans brought in and fostered by ungodly men who all their ungodly deeds teach unrighteousness, ungodliness. They teach things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake, to please men because of their itching ears. They want to hear that their loved ones are in heaven. They don't want the truth. They don't want to know. It's got to be what's pleasing to them. It can't be according to the rightness of God. It can't be according to the scriptures. And all this is according to fulfilling the word of God, which says they would do it just that way. Everything is working as it should. Though the state is deplorable, though it's amazing, though I can hardly understand how we're going to get to where we're supposed to be, everything is going according to plan. Because it's all written out here that they would do it, that they would falsely, they would creep into the houses, lead captive those silly women. Those little women. And I tell you, men can be like little women too, when they don't exhibit virtue, which is manliness, which is all that is good in man, if there be any good in man. The virtue displayed by Jesus Christ. True manliness, not macho. Standing up for that which is right. Bravery, honor, righteousness, zeal. For good things. We got to be godly men. That's what the grace of God teaches us. Godliness. We got to live in this present world. In this present world. Verse 12. Look at that again. In this present world. Righteously. And little children, be not deceived. We're going to do John pretty soon. In the epistle of John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. It says, he that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is right. I mean, if we are righteous, we got to be righteous just like Jesus Christ. If you're living righteously, you think, and it is less than the righteousness which Jesus Christ walked in, you're not living righteously. You're living ungodly. That's your own righteousness. My version of righteousness, you know what my version of righteousness is? It is like 70% righteousness and 30% sin. That's my righteousness. That's a filthy rag. The righteousness of God is perfect. If you are not walking in the righteousness of God, which is perfect righteousness, which denies ungodliness, which completely rejects the works of darkness, which completely puts off the sins of the flesh, if you are not walking in that, then you do not have the righteousness of God. You do not have the righteousness of which is of faith. Now, if you are someone who God has chosen from the foundation of the world, and you believe on the promises of God, he has already imputed to you righteousness, so that he looks at you as righteous. He is not thinking of you as an ungodly person. His wrath is not upon you, but he wants to guide you and lead you to all truth, to all righteousness. He's going to make you a peculiar people. If he has not given you these things yet, you are going to ask them in faith, and they will be added to you. You must patiently wait for it. In hope, you expect that God is going to give you everything he has said that his children will be. Don't be down. Have a positive outlook, because God has called you in faith. Are you his chosen? Do you believe in Christ? Do you say you believe in Christ? If you have not obtained these things, then you must obtain them. Have faith. Hey, if you had the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, just a tiny little bit of faith, you could move a mountain, Jesus said. So if you think, then why? Now, people all over believe that. Then why do you stagger at the promise of God, who is able to do abundantly all beyond what you could even think? You can't even think of yourself as righteous. Well, God can do beyond what you can think. You can't even imagine yourself walking uprightly all the days of your life. I can't even imagine myself having a totally pure mind. I can't imagine myself having a totally pure mouth. I can't imagine myself in that way. But God is able to do beyond what my mind can conceive. He is able. He gave himself for us. Think about what Jesus did, the sacrifice he made. He didn't give himself for you that you could go on living your merry way in life. You know, I wanted to almost get a little bit vile there and say, you know, doing all kinds of vile acts, you guys, looking at all kinds of vile things. He didn't give himself for us so that we could just live on in the world, doing as the world does, conforming to the image of our neighbors, conforming to the image of ungodliness. He did not die that we could do, that we would be like that. He died to redeem us from iniquity. Not just to declare us free of iniquity, though we still walk in it. No, not just that. He will declare us righteous and also make us righteous. He is going to purify unto himself a peculiar people. Not a people that blend in with everybody else. Not a people that are just like their neighbors. Not a people that are just like the world. But a people that are peculiar. A special, a strange, a different. A kind of people that are not like other people. As we said to Israel, I'm going to make you a peculiar people, a chosen nation, a people that are zealous of good works. Do you have a zeal for good works? A desire to do good things? No? Well, even if you can't imagine that, if God has chosen you, if he's called you, if you are his elect, he's going to cause that to happen in you. I think it's funny, as some of these preachers, they teach people that they're God's elect, and they walk like Satan's elect. They talk like Satan's elect, their mouths full of vile things. Teaching things they ought not, speaking things they ought not, denying godliness, denying righteousness, denying the sobriety of mind that we ought to have in Christ. Who can do that? If anyone ever tells you they're righteous, they're a hypocrite. They might be. But you know what? That's a lie. I'm not going to go around telling people I'm righteous. I'm going to go around being righteous because God is going to give it to me. I'm not going to come to brag me. I want to declare not my righteousness. I want to declare to you Christ's righteousness. I want to possess Christ's righteousness. I don't want to declare some false righteousness which is not complete. I want to complete it and declare the truth of God in Christ so that others may follow. I want to show myself a pattern of good works. And we obtain these things by believing God. That's how you obtain it. You don't need a special book. Other than this book, read it, believe it. It's so simple. Look it. Did I have to pull out a lot of fancy language for you to understand this?